tempt your palate and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends, welcome. Yes, it is. It's that time of the week. The time you've anxiously been awaiting. And don't lie, don't kid yourself and say, no, not really. It's time for the culinariest, and obviously the cleverest, the most riveting, and without exception, the most entertaining, my part of the show, the tastiest and the most demystifyingest cooking show in the world, not just Atlanta Metro, Chef of the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. We are the true Theater of the Rat Mind radio show that is listened to by thousands and streamed around the world on our flagship station, Atlanta, Georgia's news talk leader. I can be talking of none other than AM 1160, the talk of the town. You got it. This week, our mobile kitchens finds us at peace and tranquility. We are at the culinary mecca of barbecue, cooking, grilling, et al., as I show my legalese. We are at none other than Le Cordon Green, the beautiful, fantastic Big Green Egg Cooking Studio, right here, just inside the perimeter, or for those of you who are hip and cool, ITP. We're right there at 85 and 285. It is the corporate headquarters. It's amazing. They have a beautiful museum, incredible retail center, and the crown jewel is the culinary center with the delightful, effervescent, and always underworked Chef Amanda. And we are here today to celebrate Fooddom. And will you please say excuse me, Chef Eric? I mean, if you're going to do that, you're supposed to say, I'm sorry or excuse me. Uh-huh. My God, the crudity. Chef of the Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs is proudly brought to you by the Big Green Egg.
The ultimate cooking experience.
And by Real Sweet Onions, by Schumann Produce here, the leaders in Vidalia. And now we're into Peruvian sweet onions, my friends. If it does not say real sweet on the bag or the tag,
it ain't.
And, of course, by Whole Foods, where shopping is more than an experience, it's more than a pleasure, it's just downright good for you. And you can do it economically with their 365 brand. And, of course, by Cutter's Cigar Emporium in Alpharetta, Georgia, on Windward Parkway. Oh, my goodness, my friends, I don't know if you've seen the Facebook, personal Facebook, Chef of the Fat Man's Facebook. If you have not, then you obviously haven't been on Facebook, because those are really the only two spots you want to go. It's my website and Batman website. But anyway, the exciting news about Cutter Cigar Emporium, we are going to be experimenting and really taking over a huge explosion of retaildom. We are going from our humble, modest, exquisite environ of Windward Parkway location. We're moving less than a mile down the road from 1,000 to 4,000 square feet, from 200 square feet to 800 square feet in the humidor. Massive seating, 2.5 times the seating inside, you're looking at 45 to 50. Outside, you're looking at 25 to 35. Multiple large screen TVs, overstuffed chairs, a beautiful bar that seats 8, a private area where people can have business meetings or just parties or what you name it, it's all going to be under one roof. Cutter Cigar Emporium Plus is what I'm calling it. And it's going to open, we're shooting for December 1. But until then, Cutter Cigar, right there, the place you all know and love. In fact, immediately after the show, some of us will be heading up there to enjoy a fine cigar and hopefully a win. For the Irish, but I digress.
Yes, you do.
My friends, we are here at Le Cordon Green, of course, joining me as he always does, even though some of the noises that come from him prior to his introduction may be a bit on the vulgar and crude, it is our own lovable and affable Chef Eric with a K. Hold on.
Well, thank you, but I will say this.
Yes.
That was not anything vulgar. That was me popping open a great package of biscuit dough. So I just wanted to make sure everyone knew
well,
that.
I didn't so think that, it was anything else.
I think the. Oh, okay. Really? Is that a fact?
Yeah, I'm just saying. I don't know what you were thinking.
Yeah,
I'm sure our fans, who are the most intelligent listeners in the culinary world, they would know that, obviously, where your mind goes sometimes.
It's
discouraging.
Just never know.
But anyway, welcome back.
Thank you.
You know, we've both been on the road a lot. One of us has literally been through a storm, and the other has had stormy travels.
Yes.
But it's good to get everybody back together again. We've got some exciting things coming up. We are all going to be at Corbin, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
October the 1st, Corbin, Kentucky, the Moonbow Egg Festival. Our very good friend and special guest, Francine Bryson and Chef Eric, will be cooking for the first time together. It's going to be called the Snobs versus the Slobs Tour. And yeah. And this is what's going to happen. It's going to be Chef Eric representing quite well the snobatorium of culinary. And the lovely Francine Bryson will be celebrating the redneck, or I just use slobs because that's a slob thing. But she's representing the redneck extremely well. And we will find whether people will choose to be snobby or rednecky. This will be interesting.
Well, it depends on, what we're making, right?
Well, no excuses. You guys get to make up whatever you want. I mean, if she wants to cook with Oreos or whatever.
That all sounds fantastic.
You're such a liar. I mean,
I love the food she makes.
She is amazing.
She is. She's an amazing baker, but she's a great savory chef as well.
She gets the whole thing. Yeah. What she did with moonshine at the Hiawassee.
By the way, this is me popping another can of biscuits. There we go. Just want to make sure everyone is aware.
Yes, this is what we call safe culinary. But she took some, after the show, she was standing around and someone happened to bring some Italian cherry moonshine that was absolutely incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And she took some and she goes, do you mind if I borrow some of this? I'm trying to talk like her.
Is that how she talks?
Okay. No, she's much more southern than that. She goes, can I borrow some of this? I said, well, how much? She said, about 6-7 shots. I said, how would you know that? She goes, honey, I'm from Pickett, South Carolina. Shots, we were weaned on shot glasses. So she took it and she added some brown sugar and a couple of other things. She made a glaze. And she reduced it down, and she poured it over some pork that was brought over to us. Everybody that tried it said it was the very best thing they had put in their mouth at the whole egg festival in Hiawassee.
Right.
Just because of her. But, I mean, she just inherently knows what to do. So you and her are going to have a great time. She's so much fun to work with.
Yeah.
So, my God, I get to work with these two great personalities, battling it out. And it should be a ton of fun. But you can come and join us in Corbin, Kentucky. They have a lot up there. You go see the moonbow on the river that they have there, the actual...
What is a moonbow?
A moonbow is what happens when a full moon, only a couple of rivers supposedly in the world have it, that it's in such an angle that when the moon is just right in a full moon, you will actually see a full rainbow form over the river.
Really?
The falls. Yeah, that's why they call it a moonbow. Several people said there's many of them around, but the only two that are the most famous are the one in Corbin and one in Africa.
Wow.
A river in Africa. So it's really neat. It's also the home of Colonel Sanders and Kentucky Fried Chicken. They actually have his original store and a museum there. And it's really kind of a neat museum. It's actually in the dining area. You get to see his original office, his original cooking center, and how he cooked. And it's really a neat thing. And, of course, what's really fun is when we got there, three busloads of Japanese came in, and there were more cameras flashing. And more, I mean, they get 5,000. That's one. Very good. They have 5,000 people a week come through Corbin, Kentucky just for Colonel Sanders' original.
Wow. Room.
And so it's a lot of fun. Great food. The people are absolutely amazing. The The meet and greet is on Friday night, and the barbecue that they bring in, they don't make the cooks cook. They just do they cater in a barbecue that is outstanding.
They don't make the cooks cook? Oh, for the meet and greet?
For the meet and greet, yeah. Oh, okay. So guys don't have to, you just come in and sit down and eat until you hurt, is what it is. So it's all about food. It's all about fun. Boombo Egg Festival in beautiful Corbin, Kentucky, in the foothills of the Daniel Boone National Forest. It is Chef of the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, today live at La Cordon Green, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center, where we absolutely know it's the best of the best, baby. And coming up, we're going to introduce you to a new member of our cast, and Chef Eric will commence culinary in 3, 2, 1.